All right, I think we're live. Hi, I'm Renee Percy, actor, writer, comedian, ninja. This is audio, so I can't prove that. But I'm sitting here with Darren Carter, the party starter. He is showing me how to use this Anchor app. I've never used it before. I haven't started a podcast. I have no idea for a podcast, but he's been giving me some fantastic tips. Tip number one, Darren Carter, the party starter, already gave me, don't chew gum. He made me take out my gum. So things are already off to an amazing start. Darren, thank you for being my very first guest on this podcast that I have no name for or concept. Thank you for being here.
That's how you do it. You just start, and it'll be interesting to see what happens on this journey. Now, me, I did a previous podcast. I had 213 episodes. I did it with a partner. They quit, and I was like, I got to start all over again. So I waited a few years to jump back into it. I started with my own podcast, and I do it on anchor.fm, and it's called Pocket Party, the Pocket Party Podcast. And I love it. I've done 33 episodes. Actually, I have two in the can. That means, you know, I've recorded them, but I haven't released them yet. I release them consistently. My advice is I do it every Monday night. So whatever that schedule is, you put it out once a week at the same, pretty much the same time to kind of get people, they get excited. They're like, oh, her new podcast is out. And it's great. Just like how you're an excellent comedian. It's funny, guys. As I was showing her,
I'm going to use that clip forever. Yeah. Darren Carter said I was an excellent comedian. That's all I needed out of this whole podcast. I've already got everything I need. I'm just going to use that from now on. Sorry.
But it's hilarious. Thank you. No, as I was trying to show you, people kept coming in saying how funny you were. You're so good. And, you know, you're because tonight you hosted, which is what they do in Canada, right? They have headliners host. And this guy came in and was like, he was kind of flirting with you, I felt. He's like,
was he? I totally missed it. Like, I wasn't sure. I was like, yeah, get out. I'm talking to Darren Carter.
Because he was like, I like how you broke down your material into little chunks. Like, I've seen your full set. And anyways, whatever. But but I'm telling you, it's like just how we think of comedian, like comedy ideas, or like, you know, you jot something down like, oh, that could be a good story, a good bit. I do this. Now I'm starting to do that with podcasts. You know, like, I'm like, oh, that would be a good idea for the podcast, or I can do this or that. And it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Right.
You know, like right now this is on your phone. I did the first three or four on my phone, and then I got and I'll tell you exactly what I got. The H4, this is just me. I'm not saying it's the right thing, but I did a lot of research and I felt like this is what was going to work for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Clear your throat. This is important.
That's right.
You know it's important when somebody... Okay, yeah. Get ready. Here we go. Brace yourself, you guys. This could be noteworthy. Go ahead.
All right. It was like a Matthew McConaughey impression. All right, all right, all right. Yeah. Okay, here's what I use. A recorder. The H4N Zoom recorder. Zoom,
if you're listening, yes, you can sponsor this. We are already promoting you. Zoom H4N.
Yes, and then I use an adapter because I don't always like having the batteries, but I oftentimes do have batteries. I have an adapter just so I can plug it into a wall. You're going to have to use cables, which is easy. You go down to Guitar Center, say, I want some 12-foot cables, you know, because you want some room between you and the person you're talking to.
12-foot, okay. And yeah. If the podcast doesn't go well, you've got something to hang yourself with. So it's good. It's multi-purpose. We are learning. 12-foot cables, Zoom, take out your gum. What else?
Yes, or it could be 10-foot, whatever. But you want something. You don't want the thing so close where you're going to need microphones. I go with the Shure 58. The Shure 58, the standard comedian microphone. You've seen those. And get windscreen so you don't pop your peas.
Again, we're going for sponsorship. Sure.
Yes, sure. And then maybe get some, you could either get headphones or make sure your earbuds are in, just okay. So as you're talking with the person. And you're going to need a little tiny SD card. So you pop that into the recorder and you don't have to go too much. In fact, I went too much memory and the thing didn't work. You want something that has like six yeah. or is it called 6 gigabytes? I don't know. It's like a, I think it says six. It records up to 6 hours and 10 minutes of audio.
Trust me, this podcast is not going to go for 6 hours. Kill me if it does.
All right. So, and I only put that out there on your first episode so you can go back and rewind it if you need to, like, what do I have to get again?
Oh, this
you
is know? Good.
So that's why I do this. Okay, enough of that stuff. But yeah, that's on the technical end. And other than that, if you have questions, ask me. And I'm telling you, it's the best. My son, he's 11. He plays piano. I said, son, can you come up with like a 20 to 30 second theme song, you know, it gets the family involved. Plus you don't have to pay for copyright rights. You know?
Okay. Tip number four, find an 11-year-old and exploit them. Okay, child labor, step four, get them to write me a theme song. Got it?
Got it. So then I had a contest. I go, hey, by the way, everybody won the contest. So
everybody won?
Everybody won.
What did they win?
I said, if you're a musician or you know someone that's a musician, do a cover song of the Pocket Party podcast theme song. And so they'd hear my son's version. And then I had a guy send one in from the Netherlands. I had a guy send one in from Nashville. And then I had a guy, he was like, hey, can I do an original? I'm like, go for it. And he sent in a reggae version.
What?
And I had, and then there's like a couple other versions, but like, oh, and a country version. Oh, I already said that, Nashville, yeah.
Guys, I'm doing a contest right now. This is my original idea. If you have an idea for a theme song for this podcast that doesn't exist, send it in. None of you that will be listening to this, because we don't know what we're doing. Or I don't. Darren does.
No, totally. You could do like a little, you know, a little, just some kind of theme song or something eventually.
Okay.
And then you play that at the beginning. And then what I do is I have my little notes like, okay, I do dates out the gate. And then I plug some shows that I'm going to be at. If you have any sponsors, you plug the sponsors. You know, like
we're talking big. We're thinking big already. We're gonna have sponsors.
I literally found there was a Thai restaurant that near my house, and I was like, I plugged them every episode. They'd, you know, hook me up with like some Thai food. Listeners would come by.
Free pad Thai. This podcast thing is getting better by the minute. Step eight. Free pad Thai.
There was a boxing. I had a boxing coach. He gave me free lessons for 3 months. And
now I have to learn to box. Yeah, this is a big commitment, this podcast.
Whatever you're into is what I'm saying. And I would plug him. I'd be like, hey, make sure you ask for Manny. You know, and I'd say the name of the gym. And you get the Darren Carter Friend Special. And, you know, and so like, if any of your listeners, like, reach out to these sponsors, then it's a beautiful thing. It's just beautiful. Like, the sponsorship part's good. The talking with people, sharing information throughout the day. If I find something kind of interesting, I'm like, oh, let me write that down and, you know, share. You never know what the possibilities of this podcast are.
Are you going to do a podcast about this podcast?
Yes, I will. Breaking people into the podcast. It's almost like Amway.
you're like for just a small subscription.
Yeah,
a
I'll
month.
Sponsor you. You sponsor me. Yeah, it's like right. It was called even. Yeah.
But, I think I just joined a cult. I thought I was just getting tips.
Can I ask you a couple questions and I'll keep it light? I'm not going to go serious.
Okay.
How did you? So I know you're from Canada. Like, what? How long have you been in America?
Almost exactly 8 years to the day, says Facebook yesterday. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
8 years. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's hard.
And I still haven't made it. So thanks for reminding me how long it's been.
No, you've made it. You're here. And
I've made it. We are currently where we are right now. If anybody is listening, we are in the green room at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. And let me tell you, it's glamorous. We've made it for sure.
When you come from another country like Canada, you have to be kind of successful. Otherwise, don't you have to go back home? Is that how it works? I don't know.
They kick you out if you're not successful. Well, to get your papers to work here, yes, you have to be successful in your own country first, because you have to prove that you can take a job away from an American, that there's a reason to. So you have to be at the top of your field, and they call you an alien of extraordinary ability, which is kind of a backhanded compliment.
Wow.
They're like, you're extraordinary, but you're an alien. Yeah. And so once you can prove that, then they let you in. And then they treat you like shit once you get here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I'm very famous in Canada.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited now. I'm on this first podcast. It's exciting. So that was just to get here. Now, how do you get to stay here?
I got a green card right away.
Yeah.
You can get a visa, and that usually lasts for 3 years.
Can something terrible happen? Like, can a Canadian come here and be like really successful? They're working a lot, and then they hit a slump, and then it's like, damn, I haven't gotten any gigs. And then does America go, you listen, man, you haven't booked anything in 3 or 4 years. You're barely paying rent. Like, are you once you're here, you're good.
No, that can happen. I mean, they're not going to be like, you can't pay your rent.
Yeah.
Like, they're not quite that invasive in your life. But if you're on a visa and you're on a 3-year visa, it is only good for that 3 years. So at the end of that 3 years, you then have to prove that you have enough work booked for the next 3 years to justify
it.
It's extremely stressful, which is why I went straight for the green card, which is even harder to get. But once you have it, the green card's good for 10 or 20 years. And then once you've had it for 5, you can apply for citizenship. So, which is what I did. So I'm technically a U.S. citizen now. So I'm legit. You can't kick me out. I'm here to stay.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, though, this has nothing to do with like that, to that extreme. But do you fly Southwest Airlines?
Not if I can help it. See, no. Now,
I love,
unless they're a sponsor. Yes.
I want to thank my sponsor, Southwest Airlines. Our motto is not if you can help it. No. But I love Southwest Airlines, and I'll tell you why. Because most of my gigs are in towns that Southwest goes to. So
I take it all back then.
Yeah, because, I mean, I live in Burbank. There's a Southwest lands in Burbank. And not only, let me tell you something special. When it lands in Burbank, you can exit the rear of the plane and the front. So,
whoa.
So
now he likes it in the back door.
That's
got it.
Right. Yep. No, I don't like it in. I like exiting the
exiting.
Back door.
Exiting. Right. But they, good clarification.
Yeah. But they, what if this thing takes a turn and we just get all pervy on here?
Yeah. What's it about? I think we figured out what it's about. It's about anal. We've got it. We've got our knee.
It starts out all technical and boring. You tell everyone, you know, just skip the first 7 minutes. Who cares about the HM Zoom 4?
That was actually a euphemism anyway. So.
All right, so then you want to plug in the mail part. No, because there's the thing. When Burbank, when Southwest Airlines lands in Burbank, for people that are in the know, they know, like, it goes straight to the back of the plane. Because guess what? When it lands, boom. Yeah. Okay, here's my thing.
Rosa Parks it right to the
back. Yes. And so the thing with Rosa Parks, shout out. our first sponsor. No. We want to thank Greyhound. We love buses. No. But here's the thing with Southwest, like, if you fly, let's say you fly, so you have to have a certain number of flights. And when you have a certain number of flights per year, then you get to sit, like, you get to be in group boarding A.
Okay.
You know, that's why I love them. You know, like, you're group boarding A, you get to be one of the first 60 people on the plane. Boom, you can sit anywhere you want.
Wait, how do you get that? You'd like to...
If you
fly a lot.
If you fly a lot, like, I don't know how many it is. Let's say it's, like, you know, 8 trips a year or 10 trips a year, whatever the number is. 12, I don't know.
So they have favoritism. Got it.
Yes, so that's how they work, you know, and they don't have, like, first class. They just have, like, oh, you've taken this amount of trips a year, you're in boarding group.
But there's no first class once you get on. It's just you get to sit on the plane longer first.
No, you get to – that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, you get to, like, choose your seat. You're like, oh, I love to sit window. I love to sit aisle. I like to sit in the front.
So
I like
there's extra perks.
Yeah, that's the perk. And I love being in the first boarding group. Now, what happens is if you
I'm the opposite. Sorry. I like being – even if they call me, I'm last. I don't want to sit on it any longer than I have to.
See, but then again, you might get on and there's nowhere to put your backpack or your purse or anything. So then you got to check it in.
All right. You're right. That's
like,
a risk.
They like to get on first. That way they can be like, okay, good. My stuff's in the overhead compartment. I can shut the shade and go to sleep. So,
okay.
So, but here's the thing, though. Okay. And also when you're...
Well, what if you're sitting in the aisle? I like an aisle. So then you do that, and then you're sitting in the aisle, and then you got to get up. You're all buckled. You're all set up. And then you got to get up every 2 seconds because some asshole's got to get in. And, you know, it's not their fault.
Well, usually Southwest, the flights are short. Like, they're an hour. So usually there's not a lot of people getting up, you know. And then with Southwest, what was I going to tell you? Not only do you get to be the first on the plane... You also don't have to stand in the TSA line with all the regular people. You get the flyby lane, it's called the fly, and then you zip right to the front. Bam! So that's another reason. That's a very big reason.
I do have TSA pre. I don't want to brag,
I know there's ways around it, but my point is this. Back to being the citizenship thing. There was like a year or two ago where I wasn't getting a lot of road work. I wasn't flying out. I wasn't using Southwest like I normally did, and I lost my status. And then I had to like be in the last boarding group. It sucked, man. I was like,
you've fallen so far.
I know. I was in the long lines at LAX, just like everybody else. I was the last one to get on the plane. My suitcase, it sucked, man.
I used to be someone.
I know.
To tell everyone.
I know. I used to be an A group porter, you know. So, that's just the flight thing, and it's uncomfortable, but it's like not the that was. But I kind of felt that pressure of like I need to get more bookings because it's like a negative snowball, right? Like I'm getting less bookings. I'm flying less. I'm losing my statuses. I'm like. It just was, like, depressing.
Wow. Darren Carter has such a hard life, you guys. He went from A class to B. Like, how does he live?
I know. But I had to stand with the regular... No.
I had to stand with regular Mamo.
But what I'm saying is, like, that's how I kind of felt like... I mean, I would only imagine if, like, you know, like if you didn't book a number of gigs and this and that, and then all of a sudden, like, show business knocks on your door, they're like, oh, excuse me, you haven't made the minimum. You got to take a break from show business.
The government comes with like a big cane and just pulls you back to Canada.
I want to ask you some stuff
off the record. It can't be off the record.
I know, off the record. Well, I'm almost fascinated because I'm not a political guy. And in fact, one of the things is I say I make our podcast very neutral. I don't like to talk politics, blah, blah, because I figure there's enough out there. But I am curious about what you said about being a citizen. And only when you said, like, you know, you're sort of like, I guess, vetted, and you're like the person has to be really like good at what they're at. So in a way, like, if everyone were to, I guess, just come here, like, any way they could, like, not with the laws, it's like, I mean, how do you look at them like, you guys are line cutters, you're cutting in line, or you don't even care about that, you're just worried about yourself, or do you want to save this for a different podcast?
Guys, we've gone from how to start your own podcast, how to fly Southwest, and now on to the logical next step, immigration.
Take our jobs!
Yeah, that's a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it takes a lot of, for me, it took a lot of money and time and lawyers and just stuff.
I don't know what you're probably going to say, so why did I even ask that?
I don't know.
I mean, I know how I would feel if I went to Canada and I'm like going through all, because even when I go there for a gig and I got to fill all this paperwork and show my passport and stand in line. And I can only imagine if, like, oh, you mean there's another way I could have done it? Like,
but you know what? It doesn't bug me in the least, because the people that are coming in any way that they can to get here, they're not trying to take my job. Yeah. Like, they're not coming and be like, I'm going to be a fucking neurosurgeon. Like, they're coming here and they're doing...
Yeah.
Predominantly, and this could be, you know, I could be stereotyping.
Easy, easy. I know what you're saying.
A lot of time, they're doing jobs that nobody else wants to fucking do anyway. And, you know, they've done studies. Like, if they all left L.A., it would fall apart. We can't live without
them. Can I tell you something? I saw an awkward, funny moment where this, you know when a person says something and they're expecting to get that applause break?
Yeah.
I know what she meant, but the way it came out was horrible.
Oh,
and
no.
It was Kelly Osbourne. Mm-hmm. Did you see that clip on TV?
No.
It was like The View or whatever show she's on. She's like, that's right, Donald Trump. If you get rid of all the Mexicans, who is going to clean your toilet?
Oh.
And then she thought the crowd was going to be like,
that's right.
But they were like, what the? And then she's like, oh, come on. No, I didn't mean it like that. And they're like, boo. And she's like, oh, come on, you know. They're like, boo. Yeah, it was really, like, awkward. Like, you got to look that clip up sometime.
I will. But now I feel like I might have just said
Kelly
Osbourne things.
No.
But
you didn't at all.
I actually worked up until a few weeks ago for an immigration law firm. And so I'm pro-immigration. This country needs it, though. I mean, it's only... Yeah. Where, you know, America thinks they're number one and best in this and best in that, only because we have the best people from around the world that come here. It's not necessarily Americans.
Yeah. That's right.
Per se, that are doing all these amazing things.
You know what, man? I talked to this guy last night. Like, it was a little depressing. Like, not really, because I know show business can be fickle, but I will say what's depressing.
you get to the depressing part. That's what people want to know.
Okay. So this guy, it was a really fascinating story. I got hired to perform at an Indian woman's birthday party. She turned 80 years old. It was at the Fresno Indian Kebab Palace or something like that. It really was. I know the word Indian kebab and palace was in there. I don't know if the word Fresno was in there. But anyways, so I met the son and we were talking. And I go, what do you do for a living? Because he was such an interesting guy. And he told me he came to this country in 1987 from India. And he said at that time you weren't allowed to have more than $20 in your pocket. I don't know if that's true.
What?
I'm just going by this guy's story.
Okay.
He told me, and I'm just going by this story. I don't even know how much of it's true. I'm just listening to this guy. He said he worked at a gas station. He would see people cruising up and down the street on Mooney Boulevard in Visalia. And he goes, and I told him, I said, one day I went to have a car to go cruising. And then he goes, and look at me now. I have 8 cars. He has 8 cars. They all say never give up. And with the weird spelling, he goes, I have a Rolls Royce, I have a driver, I fly a plane, I'm a physician, I own buildings, and he owns a pistachio farm. And I just, and I know that's, and that's...
There's big money in pistachios, actually. That's the highest grossing nut.
Wow.
It's the most expensive nut to grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 30 years of, like, he's been here for 31 years or whatever. And I'm like, gosh, I'm not doing any of that. I barely have two cars.
Barely have two. Again, he has to go in beeline, and he only has two cars. Darren Carter's life ends so hard. But that's the thing. When you work so hard.
I must say that they're both Hondas. And they're both paid off. And one of them is from 2001, I think.
Ooh, yeah. Both paid off. Someone's all bougie.
Okay, which one should I drive today? The 2001 or the 2007? Is that really true about the pistachios? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a high grossing crop. I can't remember. I think, like, I don't know. I'm making up stats now, but per nut, it's the most expensive nut to buy.
I know almonds, they say, take up a lot of water.
Yeah, you know. I know. It's not good for our drought.
Can I tell you something? I worked for a farmer when I was a kid, and I go, how come sometimes, it was Mr. Kettner, and I asked him, I said, well, how come sometimes they're called almonds and sometimes they're called almonds? Do you have any idea why?
I've never heard of almonds,
though. You never heard of an almond?
No. That's a thing?
That they pronounce it almond? Yeah, like, let me have an almond. So, well, anyways, almond. And he said this to me, and I'll never forget. It was probably a joke, but the way he said it, I believed him. And he goes, well, they're pronounced, when they're in a tree, it's pronounced almond.
Yeah.
And when they're on the ground, it's pronounced almond, because to get them from the tree to the ground, you have to knock the L out of them.
A joke, because nobody calls them
almonds.
Where are you from? Why would you call them
almonds? I'm from around here, like California. I don't know.
Okay. Almonds? Is that a thing? I want people to write in if that's it. I have never heard of almonds. I think that's just somebody drunk trying to say almond. Almonds. I want some almonds.
Almond.
We're Googling this. We want to be 100% accurate.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get anyone saying it, though.
There's no way anybody calls them almonds. That's just someone drunk or illiterate. Yeah. I don't know. Or, not to say sorry, because you said that was the Canadian in me. I said sorry.
Sorry.
That you called them that. Just the last thing on immigrants, back to your story of the guy with the eight cars. That's the thing, is that nobody spends that much time and energy trying to get to this country to then not do anything once they're here or not work their butt off. I mean, these poor people, even now, like at the border, getting tear gassed and trying to save their children and all of that, they're not a lot of them aren't coming because they're like, I want to go to America. It's because they're trying to escape something horrible. And they wouldn't be doing that, and they wouldn't go through all that they're going through if A, they didn't need to, and B, once they get here, they wouldn't work their butt off once they get here. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, why are so many Canadians funny, or why do they do well when they get here? It's because if we've gone through all that we had to go through to get here, we're not going to get here and then just sit on our butts. It's like, no, we spent $10,000 to get here and worked for years to get where we are. That's not true, to be though. Like, now we're here. Okay,
every Canadian I met is funny. I figured that out a while ago. I'm like, you're right. You didn't just like, I live in LA anyways, that I try it. I try being an actor. No, you guys came here and worked hard.
No, nobody's like, I'm just going to try it out. You're like, no, I worked my ass off to get here. Now that I'm here, I'm swearing a lot. But, you know, I'm going to give it as much as I can.
That'll be interesting to see how this podcast goes, if you're going to swear or not swear. I had a guy on mine.
It'll be interesting to see if it even recorded. I have no idea. That's how new this is.
I know that I did the same thing. I'd be like, because what happens is, like, if you don't touch the screen for a while, it goes dark.
I know, and I keep checking. I get all scared.
And then I get scared, like, maybe I hit pause by accident. But this is good. This is your debut episode.
Oh my God.
You talk a lot about a lot of stuff.
We covered a lot.
A lot. And is there anything else you want to cover?
Didn't know we were doing this at all until we literally hit record. You're like, do you want to try a podcast? Okay. And he's like, just press this button. And then we started talking. So that is how much prep time I had. So do I want to talk about anything else? I could talk forever, but I didn't have a plan.
But this is great, right? You do a little teaser like this. And then you let it maybe sit there for 4 days, 3 days, 5 days, a week, whatever.
Okay.
And then you record another one. You put that one up. And then the next next thing you know, you have four, you have five. And then for me, I got the equipment. That way I could record it. And then I take the SD card out, put it in my computer, drag it to the desktop. I name it, like, Green Room Conversation with Darren Carter or whatever. And then
I see his name's in the title, not mine. Whatever. I might put my name. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean like that episode, like in your mind, like so you know where that file is. So and then when you go to like Anchor on your laptop, you'll take that file and it'll say like drop in episode, and you literally like drop and drag it, and as soon as you let go, it's gonna go 30%, 40%, and it'll be like ready to.
But pop. Right now, do I have to do that or no? Because we're doing it on the phone. Yeah, this is happening. Yes. As soon as we stop,
you're probably gonna hit the word publish, and it's gonna go out there, and it might take 24 hours, 48 hours to like.
Wow. Okay.
Really get out there, but it might happen right away. I don't know.
So we're gonna try that after this. I'm gonna hit publish, and if anybody out there hears this, how do they tell me that they heard it, or how do I know?
You'll know on your phone, but then you'll have to go on there and like click like yes, I want to be on iTunes, I want to be everywhere I could be, and
so if you want me to continue doing podcasts, somebody let me know.
Let somebody send her a tweet, send her a message on Facebook.
You can find me on Instagram at the Renee Percy. Somebody let me, you know, I feel like I'm just yelling into a.
Yeah, but that may happen at first. I mean, you know, the first, and then I remember the first one I put out there, like, I'm like, wow, three people listen to this. And then it was seven, and then it was 10, and then eventually it starts getting, my last podcast I did, like, not the one that I'm doing now, but the, like from years ago, we were getting like consistently like 5,000 episodes, every episode 5,000 people would listen.
Wow.
You know, and which, yeah, that's why it was hard to start over. Because, I mean, I wasn't getting those Joe Rogan numbers, but it was still like,
that's Joe Rogan light. That's good.
It's like you hit publish, and then like people would email me from all over, you know, and yeah.
Okay.
So don't compare yourself to like some of these people who've been doing it consistently year after year, because it's going to be, you might give up after 10 episodes. You might be like, you know what I mean? So you just got
to. I won't compare myself to Darren Carter for sure.
You know, whatever. Like, but yeah. But even I compare myself, but I try not to though. But it's like, you know. The thing is to find the fun in it and keep it going and get it. And I'm telling you, it's for me, it's such an adrenaline rush sometimes when you hit the new milestone. Like when my son did the theme song, I was like, oh man, this is great. Like, I can't believe it's like a family fun thing. And now sometimes I'll have my son help me with the intros. Like, like today's episode, you're going to hear, and I'll talk to my son a little bit. Like during Halloween, I go, what are you guys going to be for Halloween at school? And like, he'll tell me some cute thing. And you know, it's great. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with your podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Since this just all came to fruition, I'm going to check how many 27 minutes and 9 seconds ago. Well, thank you so much for all the tips. I think we've learned take your gum out. Maybe get a Zoom H4 or 6. We're not sure. Find some child labor for a theme song. discuss topics from podcast to immigration, and what else do we learn? I think that you know, summarizes
and
it.
I think every episode is good if you for me, I like to leave a little piece of myself, like a little something that you're, you know, like whatever it was, like something that happened that week, or maybe something you're struggling with or something, so the listeners kind of feel like they get to know you, you know. I think it goes a lot, because I listen to the podcast that I really like. I feel like I kind of know them, you know, and that's that kind of it makes me really like them even more. I'm more invested in them, you know. Right. Like, for example, if it's a comedian that I listen to, if I only saw that comedian once a year when they came to my town, I wouldn't have that much of a bond. But if I'm listening to them, like, you know, every week on their podcast, then checking out, sometimes I'll see a video on YouTube. It's like you feel like connection. You know?
Right. Okay. Connect with the audience.
Yeah.
So when I was 4, maybe, I was going to lie on the couch. And
yeah, you know, like something like, you know, that you've struggled with, like, you know, not struggled, like, in a, like for example, I used to, I told myself I want to start doing push-ups, and if I can just do 25 a day, then I'll be okay. And then I went through it, then I started working out more, and so I'd find, like, motivational quotes, and I started sharing them, and I started sharing them online, I would post like, you know, 100 push-ups, I did 100 sit-ups, I ran 3 miles. And it was cool because people would write back, like either they would joke with me, like, oh, you know, I laid on the couch all day and ate pizza. Or they would be like, good for you, man. Now I'm going to start doing it. And I swear to God, man, that like them, me motivating, well, me just putting out there what I'm doing motivated other people. And then they motivated. And it was just,
I know. And then it's a motivation spiral, and it spirals.
Yes, because it's very easy to have a negative thought, which leads to another negative thought, which leads to another. Same thing with you wake up and you're like, okay, I'm just going to eat pancakes and take a nap. But if you go the other way with it, like during Thanksgiving, I knew I wasn't going to be able to go to the boxing gym like I like to go to. And so I said, I'm going to do 200 push-ups. I'm going to do 100 in the morning and 100 at night. And I do them in 25 at a time. You know, so it's not that hard. But I work out a lot, though.
Sounds, yeah, 200 push-ups sounds a little hard. You're like, and it's not that hard, 200 push-ups for Derek Carter.
It sounds like a lot, but it's like literally like you would do 25, and then, you know, I'd walk around, you know, go make some coffee, do 25 more, and whatever. So, but it was really cool to do 200 push-ups Monday through Friday. I did like, so at the end of the week, I did 1,000, and it was like, wow, I did this. I did this thing, you know, and it felt amazing, you know. So some of the people that listen to the podcast are like, I'm going to start doing push-ups.
And he has 2 cars. He does 1,000 push-ups a week, and he only flies in A-class at Southwest. You guys, Darren Carter is living the dream, you guys.
I'm so embarrassed, man. Like,
no, I'm teasing you. That's fantastic, though. It is. You set those goals, and people identify with it. And they
goals that you've done recently or that you...
Recently?
That's what I'm saying. Something you can share with your podcast.
Well, nothing. I mean, honestly, when you said to make pancakes on, and take guys. A nap, I was like, that sounds amazing. That is a goal I could accomplish.
Guys, call in right now on the phone that we're recording this on.
No, but I do identify with that. I was a runner for a few years. And
long distance or short?
Long. I was running marathons, like training for marathons. Wow. But I've recently stopped running. But I get that satisfaction of setting a goal and being able to accomplish it. And I feel, especially in the industry that we're in entertainment, you can set goals, but there are so many other factors that have nothing to do with you, especially as an actor. I act as well. And, you know, oh, you were too tall, you were too short, you were too blonde, you were not blonde enough, whatever it is. There's so many things out of my control. But physical goals, I find, are something that I have 100% control over. And it's up to me whether I run faster or slower, or whether I meet the goal that I want, or do the push-ups that I do. And it's up to you whether you stop or you don't stop or you keep going. So there's something very satisfying about those kind of goals that you actually have control over, especially in an industry where I feel like I have very little.
So,
I get that. It's cool.
Very cool.
Darren Carter, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm really happy to hear this, that you did this. And thank you for listening to me, because a lot of people don't listen. They go, how can I do this? What can I do? And I tell them, like, here's what you got to do. And you're like, you know what? I'll do it. I'm going to download the app and just start. And I'm excited to hear this podcast.
Yes, I am too.
Thank you.
Darren Carter, popping my podcast cherry. Thank you so much. I'm Renee Percy.
Darren Carter, my podcast is called The Pocket Party Podcast. Pocket Party, and I'm on Instagram at official Darren Carter. Thank you for having me on.
The Pocket Podcast. Be sure to check it out. Pocket Party. Damn it. I got to get these things better. If only there was editing. Not on this podcast. The next one. I'm going to nail it, you guys. I'm going to nail it.
Let her know that you listened, you guys. Let her know.
Somebody tell me that you did. I don't know. You don't have to. We didn't know we were doing this. You might not know that you were listening to this either. But anyway, we did it. We did it together. And it's been great. Thank you so much. And you can find me on Instagram at the Renee Percy. Have a good night.
See, now what do you do?
Now how do I...